Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, October the 11th. I'm Beth.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Joyce.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:32 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:17 p.m. The temperature is looking to be warmer than last week, with temperatures rising to 17 degrees Celsius, that's 62.6 Fahrenheit, over the weekend, with cloud and sunny intervals to be expected.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Are you struggling to see your computer screen? If so, there are lots of ways of making it easier to see. Firstly, consider the position of lighting in your room. Any light shining onto the screen will make it harder to see, and then try inverting the screen. On a Windows machine, press Shift, Alternate and Print Screen all at the same time, and the high contrast menu will open. Click Yes and your screen will go black with white or yellow text, which reduces the glare and eye strain as well as making it easier to see. To revert back to normal, press Shift, Alt and Print Screen, and your screen will revert to white with black writing. The same effect can be gained on digital and Apple devices by looking in the accessibility features in general settings. If you need further advice on changing your computer settings, contact John at the Beacon on 01902 886 786. This week's tip is provided by low vision advice expert John Walters. If you have a tip and you'd like to share it with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
And now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Do you want to attend Braille and technology classes for the visually impaired? If so, you are in luck. Vital BATS, that stands for Visually Impaired Transcription and Learning Braille Assistive Technology, meets every Tuesday at the Arena Theatre in Wolfrunna Street in Wolverhampton. That the postcode for this is WV11SE. Meetings can take place as follows. 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. is the Braille group. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. is the technology group. And on the last Tuesday of every month, there is the Macular Society group running from 2 to 4 p.m. For more information, call 07 387 986769 or email smithg, and that's all one word and lowercase, 17@sky.com.
Indulgent afternoon tea at Himley Hall. Enjoy one of the true traditions of our culinary heritage in a venue where royal newlyweds spent their honeymoon and princes and earls once strolled. The classic combination of ribbon sandwiches, scones with fruit, conserve and cream, sweet pastries and tea in the superb settings of Himley Hall is an afternoon of indulgence that cannot be missed. Arrival at Himley Hall is at 2 p.m, with guests seated in one of their beautifully refurbished ground floor rooms by 2:30 p.m. Gift vouchers for indulgent afternoon teas are available either by calling Himley Hall on 01384 817 817 or visit our gift vouchers page to purchase online. A selection of ribbon sandwiches are available, including cakes. Afternoon tea in Himley Hall must be pre-booked and is offered on an individual weekday dates each month. With the next date being Wednesday the 18th of October and Wednesday the 25th, it's £19.95 per person. Indulgent afternoon tea with a glass of Prosecco is £23.50 per person. Indulgent afternoon tea with a Bombay Sapphire G&T is £23.50 per person. Additional dates may be available. Please call Himley Hall on 01384 817 817 to inquire about current dates available or make a booking. Individual, small party or large group bookings are available up to a maximum of 100 persons.
Thank you, Beth and Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. This week, we would like to introduce you to a new member of staff at the Beacon Centre. He has written a blog post on the Beacon website that I will now read. Hi, I'm Matt Harrison, Beacon's Technology Services Manager. This is a new role at the centre and a very exciting one for me. I have the responsibility for embedding technology throughout Beacon and supporting staff and service users in its use. I have worked with disabled people and assistive technology for over 20 years, and I am also registered severely sight impaired, so hopefully I have the necessary experience and empathy to make a difference. At the risk of sounding like a geek, I am genuinely excited at the times in which we live. Developments in everyday technology, such as smartphones and tablets, have made it accessible to a wide number of people, including those who are blind or partially sighted. Not only are these devices usable, but they are actually useful. There are so many worthwhile apps and gadgets out there right now that mobile devices are becoming so much more than just phones or things on which to check your email, listen to music or watch a video. It's a bold boast, but teaching someone how to use a particular piece of technology can, quite simply, be life-changing. I honestly don't know if I would still be in work were it not for assistive technology. Certainly not in a role of this kind, anyway. I use it during every waking hour. It gets me to work and enables me to deal with situations where otherwise I would struggle or need assistance. Still, going into that in detail is probably best left for a future blog. Well, I've been in post just over a month now, and it's certainly been an interesting start to my new career. Yes, I've started to write our technology strategy and other tasks typical of my role. But I've also had meetings about driverless cars and watched training sessions for Hogby, a new form of rugby for the visually impaired. For anyone who knows the Beacon Centre, you will not be surprised to hear that I have been made to feel extremely welcome. It's a fantastic place to come to, and I am already formulating plans on how to best use technology to overcome some of the barriers that are imposed by sight loss. I'm keen on starting with a few quick wins, maybe introducing digital assistance in the form of Amazon Echo units to various locations. I'm really keen to see if we can use mainstream voice-activated technology such as this to improve the independence of our visually impaired customers. As I mentioned earlier, my role has many facets. It will also be managing a new venture for the centre, a digital manufacturing business using 3D printers, laser cutters, mug and t-shirt presses to produce bespoke items. So, not only will we be able to make one-off items that make someone's life easier, but we will also be able to offer visually impaired people the opportunity to develop new work skills along the way. We already have a few thoughts on what to produce initially, but if you have any ideas or requests, please get in touch. You can email me by clicking on this link. I enjoy blogging, so keep checking here for updates and interesting articles. Your comments are always welcome, and they will stop me feeling neglected. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Joyce.
And can I just point out that if you'd like to find out what that link is for the new blog, you can phone Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882. And it's goodbye from Beth.
And last but not least is goodbye from Phil.